you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
Losers, in other words.
Well...
Podcast available on Stitcher, iTunes, TNT, RadioEmpire.com. Alexa plays the show anywhere. Please patronize the advertisers on the radio stations because that's the reason the show is free or exists at all, for that matter, because we wouldn't do this for the fun of it. At least not this time of day. You might get together in the afternoon, hang out for like a half.
We've done it for long enough that if it was just for the fun of it, we'd have been done by now.
Good point. Good point.
I mean, there were years
looking at each other.
Where we did it literally for the fun of it.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't for the money.
No.
It was on this date in 1935. It was the world's first parking meter.
Oklahoma City.
Installed in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
I don't know why I know that.
How much? A penny for 4 hours?
I don't know.
Probably something like that.
I do not know. And the world's first atomic bomb exploded in the desert of Alamogordo, New Mexico, on this date in 1945, just 10 years after the first parking meter.
And they used to show up and watch those like they were...
How's that for technology?
Yeah. I know. The ones in Nevada, they would show up and... watch.
Did they have viewing stations?
Yeah, pull those things up in Nevada, yeah.
What they said was a safe distance?
Yep, they said at the time a safe distance, right?
Check out the mushroom cloud.
Yeah. Basically. They'd miss mushroom cloud. There's old videos of the 40s and 50s. And
I thought they first did that by blowing up Pacific Islands.
Which island?
The Bikini Atoll.
Yeah.
Well, there was some of that as
there,
well.
There were some of that in there, too, yeah.
According
to
the...
That's where the lizard people came from.
Mm-hmm. I think it was the fourth Indiana Jones movie, the bad one.
Yeah.
All you got to do is jump in an old fridge and you're fine.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah,
just like a Dodge and Twister.
If you're near an atomic blast...
An old fridge works?
You just jump inside an old fridge and you'll be fine.
Hopefully the kind that opens right back up, though, because they're dangerous.
Well, he made it
the
out.
The old fridges, you could get locked in and die.
He made it out one way or another. Yeah.
The Episcopal Church says that same-sex couples can wed in their home church even if their bishop does not approve.
Good for the Episcopal Church.
There's a couple other pretty... Methodist? Were they a little progressive?
The Methodists actually...
Some of them.
They split. Methodists split because there's still a bunch of homophobes, like the Catholics.
The Episcopal Church had already permitted same-sex weddings, but not every diocese allowed it to take place in their local churches. This means that other members of the clergy who don't mind performing the same-sex ceremonies can come into other churches and oversee the event.
Good for the Episcopal Church.
In London, did you see the baby Trump balloon?
Yeah, it's
the best.
It's coming to America.
Great.
They did a little crowdfunding.
They're not showing
New
my
Jersey,
house.
A gentleman referred to as New Jersey activist and social worker.
I was wondering why that's not here yet either.
Became interested in anti-Trump protests in the UK last week when he learned that Trump didn't like seeing the big 20-foot-tall balloon as a cranky baby.
And a daver.
He sought to raise enough money to bring the balloon to New Jersey.
Of course he did.
Namely, to Bedminster, where the Trump National Golf Club is located. So he's now gotten more than enough in donations, and he says that baby Trump is definitely on its way to Jersey.
Speaking of donations, did you see there was a GoFundMe to get Jenner above
a billion? Is that true?
I don't know.
Is that true?
Oh, no.
Good.
No.
Okay. I saw they had $2,000.
No, a comedian started it.
Got it.
Because, you know.
No, I know she wouldn't do it.
Yeah, he was playing, a violin for her, if you will.
No, I know she wouldn't do it. But yes. I wouldn't press me some fan saying
no, no,
that.
No. It was a person who was described as a comedian.
Well, there were $2,000 in that when I saw it.
Exactly. Yeah. That had been going for several days.
Got it.
And they needed several million dollars.
No, they needed another $100 million because she's worth $900 million.
900 and some mil.
Okay, well, they needed close to $100 million.
Yes, exactly.
In order to make her a billionaire.
Yeah, and so hilariously, it's up to 2,000.
Yeah.
it was a joke from the beginning,
but still, it was up. So it's
yes.
fun. Somebody donated to it.
He didn't
put $2,000 in that. The comedian.
The
didn't.
Money's going to charity.
Well, good. Good.
The money is going to go to charity since they're not going to raise their amount.
Got it.
Yeah. They know that.
What's the over-under on one of the cult members shooting the Trump balloon?
Not there. Ooh. It's not going to, just as long as it doesn't appear below the Mason-Dixon line, it's going to be fine.
I don't know.
Paducah, Kentucky, maybe it's going to get shot down.
Upstate New York?
No, this is Jersey.
Yes, but people can get into their car and move and go over there.
Oh, yeah, some asshole will get arrested
for that.
And I'm sure
you don't have to look far, even in Jersey.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's everywhere, Todd.
For
you're
one
right.
of his disciples.
Oh, yeah, there's a cult member somewhere
Somebody's
in Jersey.
Somebody's going to take a shot at that thing.
The cult members, they're just crazy. That's why I'm, whatever. I won't go there.
Presbyterians, are they cool with the gay marriage?
I don't specifically know. The mayor of St. Paul, Minnesota, is urging a city council candidate to drop out of the race after he posted a topless picture of his estranged wife on his campaign website.
So he's pissed off at her?
Yes.
Revenge porn Revenge. On the campaign website.
Exactly.
And he's a mayor?
No.
He's going to be.
He is running for office. The mayor says the guy needs to drop out of the race.
Of what city?
St. Paul.
St. Paul. Oh, my God.
Minnesota.
That's a huge town.
Yes. Viking fan.
That's a twin city Viking fan.
It is a twin city.
He should drop out. That's trolling your ex-wife with a boob pic.
On Saturday, David Martinez reportedly posted the topless picture of his estranged wife in response to being served a restraining order. He's accused of domestic violence, so he put the picture up.
He wasn't going to win anyway, was he?
I got nothing on that. Well, he's already on the city council.
Oh, yeah, God, I hesitate to use that statement these days.
What?
He's not going to win anyway, is he?
That's true.
That's a Hunter S. Thompson book, Revenge Porn on the Campaign Trail.
You're right. His cult will say, what's wrong with that?
So he put a picture of his topless wife up on there.
What's she look like?
It's taken
Took it down.
You can't find it. Yeah.
Damn.
Along with a description of their marital conflict.
Yeah, it's called
on the campaign website's blog section.
Airing the dirty laundry to
the constituents. Yes, he accused the wife of fabricating and making up most of the testimony. Blah blah blah. Shocked and amazed.
But elect
me. Make up a story.
I will represent everybody. It's not a lying whore.
So they can take the kids away. And
Sex
then he
enthusiast.
Said that his campaign blog and social media accounts were hacked.
Oh, shut up.
Standard answer.
Shut up.
Yes, according to the Star Tribune,
it was a staff member.
The wife's affidavit claims that he physically assaulted her July 4th. He was detained and banned for a year from the Target Field Stadium on July 6th for disruptive behavior. On July 5th, he was arrested and banned from the Central Library for a month.
This guy's not, he won't drop out.
This guy's a good citizen.
Yeah. But he's probably for low taxes. As long as he says that, Todd. Low taxes. Better services and low taxes.
Well, here's the trouble.
As long as he says that, which is not possible.
Assuming none of the other things are an issue.
Right.
Here's the trouble. He shared a video of his encounter with the security guards at Target Field Stadium, filmed on his cell phone, claiming that he was just assaulted by the security team.
Mm-hmm.
And
not
then
true.
he said, no wonder people of color do not attend Minnesota Twins baseball games.
Is he of color?
He is of Puerto Rican descent.
Got it. So that has nothing to do with anything, though, right?
Well,
he's
if assuming that they weren't actually being mean to him, he's still throwing out his race and saying they're being mean to me because of my race.
So, speaking of Puerto Rico, I saw a Facebook post. It was just one of those things. That it was like, should Puerto Rico become our 51st state? And, of course, I made a mistake of clicking on. And I just wrote yes. And I just saw a bunch of nopes. And I go, why? And I didn't go back to look at the answers, I'm afraid.
Because they're brown?
Well, that's it.
Yeah. Seems there's a lot
just,
of...
It's just stupid.
There's a lot of people of color on the field when the Twins play.
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
Sad news for Stormy Daniels. She is going to be at the Pink Pony in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Why is that sad?
And
look up Veronica Rodriguez, Todd. Sorry, I'm starting to follow Todd's.
You can find it.
Well, it was crazy because I'm watching one of those cable channels on my satellite. Does a lot of stories about just the porn industry. NRC, NR, I can't remember the name of the channel. You know, and...
XNXX?
No. This is on TV.
Really?
They're little hour-long features about the porn industry in various parts of the country. And, of course, there's no skin involved because it's on regular TV. But what you can do is when they show somebody, you just go to... You go to YouPorn and dig out the chick's real name.
Supplemental viewing.
Thank you. There's a lot of supplemental viewing when you watch that. There's about the Miami porn scene, this one was.
Okay. This chick's from Venezuela.
Yeah, she lives in Miami. Veronica Rodriguez?
Yeah, she looks like your type.
She looks like a lot of people's type.
Just want to throw it out there. Apparently, she's estranged from her family. Apparently, working at McDonald's and Hooters didn't pay the bills.
Oh.
So you figured it didn't.
Well, then we're going to have to raise the rates at McDonald's and Hooters.
No, she's making more money now, probably thousands.
Oh. A porn star that has problems with her family? I'm shocked.
So was I.
Daddy issues with a porn star?
Until they need money.
You know, in a lot of these, she looks genuinely happy.
Yeah.
So that's nice. Well, she's getting her things together. Now, Stormy Daniels is getting her stuff together as well.
Speaking of porn star, that's why I brought that up.
Yeah, at the Pink Pony in Atlanta, July 22nd, she will be there. But the club says to TMZ that no motorboating will be allowed.
No motorboating.
Georgia law. Prohibits contact of any kind between dancers and patrons. That law will be strictly enforced.
Even during, like, a lap dance?
Yes.
Well, then what's the point of a lap dance?
Just close. And no touching.
I've been to strip clubs in Atlanta. I don't think we'd ever motorboated anybody.
No.
Not that you know.
But,
each other.
I think the lap dance, they would sit on you and grind on
they
you
did.
A little bit.
I know you can motorboat in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina in the 80s, and I remember that.
Well,
told me that.
Whole piece the Huffington Post did today, kind of centered around Stormy Daniels, but all the different rules, and every county has a different rule
right.
when it comes to strip clubs.
Right.
You can be naked, but you got to put a Band-Aid on your nipples.
Right, which is stupid. Well, it looks good on Craig.
Thank you.
Right.
Well, that's just when he's running.
That's right.
When he does the marathons, he doesn't want to get
it rubs the muscle shirt.
In fact, as we well know, it is commonplace for a dancer to offer a customer a quick hug, a squeeze, or a little something as a thank you for a tip.
Yeah, yeah.
Now then, whether or not it is considered legal varies from municipality to municipality, according to this article to which Todd refers.
Yeah. I read one account, one paragraph in there says, I don't know where it was. It might have been Atlanta. But the strippers had to stand on a chair or something so the owners or whoever could closely inspect the pubic hair. They had some kind of pubic hair rule.
Check the undercarriage?
Yeah.
Like there had to be some?
A topless club in Dallas required dancers' nipples to be covered, so... They had a coating of metallic-tinted liquid latex.
So you could see right through
that
them.
Everybody had to... Well, no, they also put some other stuff
stupid.
In there with it as well. In one club, dancers were forbidden to touch any part of their own torso.
What the hell?
Just in case people thought that it was seen as masturbation.
You can't touch yourself.
So the management advised the girls to play it safe and dance like you don't have any hands.
Like this? That's probably bad dancing, man.
At a show in West Hollywood, dancers were not allowed to take tips in hand from a customer while topless because it might be looked upon as prostitution.
So you just throw the money up on the stage.
So they just throw it on the stage.
Right. Not even jazz hands, push. That looks too much like masturbating.
This is all just kind of strikes me as, you know, Todd's line about abortion. If you don't like strip clubs, don't go there.
Right.
And why, by the way, does it need to be this complicated?
And usually there's not a bunch of undercover cops there like there was in Ohio trying to bust Stormy Daniels. Otherwise, unless it's out-and-out sex, somebody's going to get their boob grabbed. It happens.
Well, here's the trouble. They say that the women,
if you pay
the dancers,
for the big lap dance.
The dancers say that strip joint laws are designed to be confusing, to blame women for men's bad behavior, and to be selectively enforced. They are not based on credible evidence of harm.
A stripper won a court case in this state recently. I saw it. The all-nude place so for benefits or something like that. Google that.
Ah, she is an employee, not a private contractor.
That's right. I always felt they should pay those chicks, too, because the only reason you go into a strip joint is because there's naked girls. You don't go to a strip joint for the beer or the fries.
Or to take your own alcohol.
Yeah, right. You go in for the boobs and the girls who are willing to look hot on stage for you. And what's the headline there? She won, right?
Or because that place has
Craig had it.
That place has a great owner.
I know. I'm just saying that she won the case, that she's an employee, and that she deserves some pay.
Now, two other women got busted when Stormy got busted. Stormy got let go.
Mm-hmm.
The other two did not. They're still busted.
But they don't have Avenatti. She's the star, like a paid special engagement. You can feel her up.
A regular employee, you may not motorboat.
But
a guest employee, you may motorboat.
Right. So the main attraction get motorboated.
Different set of standards.
Yes,
You're the weekend band. You're there every weekend. You get motorboated. Got it.
Right.
Yeah. I found the headline about this one, Mike. Yeah. Basically saying yes, she is an employee, therefore entitled to protection under wage and hour laws. Yeah. You just can't call someone an independent contractor.
No, I got it. That makes sense.
Right.
That makes sense.
And you can't tell me that cops don't show up for sting operations on a regular basis. And
I didn't see anything.
Oh, nothing happened. I would have been all over it if something would have happened, nothing happened. But thanks for the overtime.
I was watching Roadhouse again the other day because it was just on, and the movie is so dated and so stupid. Remember the guy goes, "You can kiss him for $20. Remember that?
Oh, yes,
and
right.
And then the guy goes over and starts grabbing him. He goes, "Oh, come on, aren't you going to kiss him? Aren't you going to kiss him? I would like to, but I don't got $20. And then then a huge fight happens. I'm thinking, yeah. And somebody throws a glass at a blind guy behind chicken wire. What a great movie.
Chicken wire?
Chicken wire.
Yeah.
Jeff Healey, man.
Yeah. You got to protect the stage somehow.
Yeah. So you throw a bottle at a blind guy.
I know.
Or
that's
what the Blues Brothers call themselves when they played behind chicken wire. The Blues Brothers Barn and Repertory.
I don't recall.
They had a different name.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
But it wasn't long
before. You can kiss it for $20.
Started throwing beer bottles at the chicken wire.
Yeah.
And that was when they liked him.
I know.
Yeah.
Right. Was it the Blues Brothers Country and Western Review or something like that?
It was close to that.
Yeah.
A paraplegic man in a wheelchair is facing charges for allegedly zip-tying and shooting a stripper with a stun gun because she would not have sex with him.
Whoa, man. How do you have the strength to zip tie a stripper?
Well, paraplegic is two.
I know he did, but he had to still fight
still,
her down.
He's paralyzed from the waist down.
He can't walk, so he can...
Correct. And I'm not exactly sure how all this went down, but police in Decatur, Georgia, say that 31-year-old Johnny Thompson paid a stripper to go to his house. Then he tied her ankles and demanded sex. She refused, So, even though he's paralyzed from the waist down, he shot her in the chest with a taser. Then fired a handgun at her.
Horrible, man.
She managed to escape through a window and call 911. He's now busted and charged with false imprisonment and aggravated assault. This is not the first time he's been accused of attacking a stripper.
Scumbag. Scumbag.
Yeah, that's horrible. Don't do that. Authorities say the man who was rescued off Oregon's Mount Hood planned to die at the summit.
Then had cold feet?
Yep.
Yeah, he went at the wrong time.
Oh, he just had cold feet because they were cold, or he just didn't want to kill himself?
He decided not to kill himself, okay. Apparently. He'd been on the summit of Oregon's tallest mountain since Thursday, and then he just placed an emergency call. The man said he was going to take his own life, but then changed his mind.
I'm sure it happens a lot.
They found the man early Friday morning, stayed with him until a big rescue going on. Oh, man.
Been easier if he just killed himself.
Okay.
No, for the, you know, the rescuers.
Well, for them, yeah.
All right.
Because people actually die trying to summit that mountain. Right. But usually it's in the spring or the fall when some unexpected weather comes in. This guy went the wrong time of year.
He just went in the middle of the summer. He's up there just bored.
Yeah.
Hey, come get me. Nothing's happening.
Yeah.
I could be here for days.
And a 20...
plenty of food and water. I'm fine.
20-year-old Louisiana inmate was supposed to be cleaning up the courthouse, but he got arrested again.
What do you do?
The sheriff's office says Miguel Glorioso is back in custody after witnesses at the courthouse heard a commotion in a fifth-floor stairwell. And when an employee went to investigate, they observed a male and a female having sex, according to the sheriff's office. When the two saw the employee, they quickly gathered themselves and fled the area. Both were soon caught, and Glorioso, who'd been working at the courthouse as part of an inmate trustee program, has now been removed from his job. Both of these people were charged with obscenity. The mugshot of Jamie Lee Cootie.
Cootie?
That's her name, Cootie?
C-O-U-T-E-E. I don't know how else to pronounce that.
Cootie.
And the other guy is named Oso?
Is Glorioso.
Okay.
Is his last name.
Gloria Holso.
Glorioso.
So this is when his free time, he had to get laid there, right? He's going back to jail. He cleans the place, goes back to jail. So while he's there,
so he's cleaning the place.
Yeah.
He gets this woman to join him in the stairwell, and they start knocking some out.
Right, well,
yeah.
No problem.
Now her mugshot
is what?
She's amused.
Like she's
she's smiling ear to ear, man.
Oh yeah.
She is amused that she just got busted knocking some out with Miguel Glorioso.
Yeah.
She's fine.
Is she Veronica Rodriguez hot?
No.
You checked her out, didn't you?
Of course.
I need some free porn now, Veronica. Come on. Oh, it is free.
Yeah, just go back to that website where you first found her.
It is free.
It's right there on the internet.
I want to thank Marina Zenovich. She's a director of the new documentary about Robin Williams. Come Inside My Mind tonight on HBO. She was very cool. Adam Ferrara is going to phone the program tomorrow, right?
He has a new comedy album out. What's it called?
Yes, it has a title.
It's called Yes, It Has a Title. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Unconditional something.
Yes, unconditional.
Unconditional.
All yes. Right.
Chris Porter will be in the studio later this week. All right. The tweet at TNT Radio Empire. The podcast available Stitcher, iTunes, TNTRadioEmpire.com. See you tomorrow, and thanks.
The Todd and Tyler Radio Empire is copyright 2018 Scripps Media Incorporated. All rights reserved.